Welcome to a special edition of Ag Bioscience. It's a bonus episode. Thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things ag bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. We all experience the fragility of the food supply chain amidst the global COVID-19 pandemic. Empty store shelves and cautious consumers sparked a tidal wave of innovation as consumers turned to new modalities to access food, everything from apps to marketplaces. Our teams at Agrinovis worked with Ernst & Young's Parthenon Consulting Group and Purdue University to identify what actually happened to the food supply chain here in Indiana, and throughout that research stumbled upon a massive opportunity and need for innovation, specifically focused on those in need, those in greatest need, those served by the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, or maybe more commonly, food stamps. Agrinovis' newest team member, Jeff Zents, our Senior Director of Innovation, joins us today to share more about this work, our upcoming innovation challenge, and how you can get involved in creating a solution to improve access to food, and ideally, a new company. Jeff, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for being here.
Mitch, thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me join the Agrinovis team too. It's exciting to be here.
Jeff, we are so elated you're part of the team, and you bring such a wealth of experience in running these innovation challenges, this intersection of venture capital, innovation, really starting with a problem first. Before we jump into what we're calling Hunger Tech, let's learn more about you. Tell us more about your path to Agrinovis and why this focus is so important to you personally.
Yeah, Mitch, I thank you. I'm really excited because I think working on this challenge kind of is the intersection of all the things that I've done up to this point in my career. And I'm really excited about kind of putting all those pieces together to help innovate, to help those who need it the most, but also create a massive company opportunity as well. So I come from a customer service client success background. I got to work in e-commerce for a while. I was the director of customer happiness for One Click Ventures, which actually went through an acquisition while I was there. So I got to experience kind of a bootstrap company getting to the finish line. I've also got a VC-backed past where I got to work for a company that had venture capital in it, but was struggling. And so I've got to see kind of the good and bad of all those sides. And that path led me to work for Generator, which is an accelerator based out of Wisconsin. And I was one of the managing directors for that program here in the state of Indiana. Got to work with almost 70 companies directly. Got to help spin folks up from idea to MVP. And also got to help be part of launching our Ag Bioscience Accelerator here in the state of Indiana, which has such notable names like Market Wagon, Phytoption, some of those companies that we've talked to here at Agrinovis and we work with every day. So excited to kind of take all those pieces of innovation and now drive forward on helping to innovate around something as needed as SNAP, becoming more efficient, more effective. And I'm really excited to talk to you about that today.
It's an incredible background, Jeff. And really, to your point, an incredible challenge that exists in the market is we saw this research come in from Ernst & Young and from Purdue University. It was fascinating. In the research, the researchers made the statement that in the future, food security will be driven more by connectivity than proximity, meaning connectivity tech, proximity to a retail grocer. And it was in the construct of food deserts. And, you know, Jeff, as you and I have talked, even through the recruitment process, you know, this is one of those ideas that just sort of haunted me, right? This isn't really a food problem. This is a tech problem. And as we dug into this, as we really began to explore the need for innovation as it relates to SNAP, food stamps, what we found is this, is there are federal programs that exist that if you qualify for SNAP, you qualify for a free mobile phone. And so, okay, so we have access, we have digital connectivity to those in need. And we also found in the 2014 Farm Bill, yeah, 2014, long time ago, 2014 Farm Bill, online purchase of groceries became possible through SNAP. Indiana became part of that pilot in 2020, if memory serves correctly. And here's the challenge, right? So we have this digital connectivity to, you know, between supply and demand, so SNAP beneficiary who needs to access food. Now they have this online capability. What we found through the research was this gap, is this final mile gap as it relates to food delivery. You can't use federal dollars in this case to pay for delivery of that food. So those who are food insecure, they have a digital connection. They have an ability through a pilot, through USDA, to buy groceries online. They just can't get them. And so Jeff, as Jeff and I talked, it was like, there is something here. And we believe there's a new category of innovation needs to happen. We call it hunger tech. And so we've created this Hunger Tech Innovation Challenge, and really inspired by great companies like GoPuff and Joker. And GoPuff raised $2.5 billion last year, if memory serves correctly. Jeff, if you could maybe talk about how you envision leading this Hunger Tech Challenge, and what we're really looking for innovators to bring to this, what is well over $100 billion annual investment by the federal government into the SNAP program.
Yeah, Mitch, that's a great point and great data sets to kind of show that there is a problem. And that's the biggest thing that's kind of come out of this. And so what we're looking to do with the Hunger Tech Innovation Challenge is dive into how do we really solve the problem that's out there. And one of the things that leads us that this is the problem, this delivery enablement piece, is around just the data that has been available since this online pilot from the 2014 Farm Bill has come out. In the state of Indiana, we've got 677,000 Hoosiers that qualify for SNAP. And in the year of 2021, only 650,000 total orders were placed through that online system. And to us, that sounds like there is a clear indicator that this is not solving the problem for our neighbors that are on this program. And so we think using models like the Joker GoPuff model may enable that delivery to happen at no additional cost. And so we're looking for innovators to come in and really reimagine, what does this system look like? How do we enable this grocery to get all the way final mile to our neighbors to make sure that they can get this? Because that's how we change outcomes for them. That's how we make them more food secure. And we also think that there is a business opportunity to happen from it as well. And so something that Mitch has said from the start that's really resonated with me is doing good by also doing well. And that's what we're looking for. Innovators, companies, students, anybody that could be passionate around this, that has an idea for how we can solve this final mile delivery, is the type of challenge that we're going to run. We're going to be able to help guide you from ideation, or even, I don't really have an idea, but I'm passionate about this subject, all the way through to, how do we get to MVP? How do we get a timeline to get to the market so we can really test this? And we're going to do that in a short amount of time, Mitch. We're going to do that in 4 weeks, which seems very lofty, but with some experience in running programming like this in the past, I know it's possible. I know we can get it accomplished. And we're going to do that in the month of June this year.
I love it. And there are so many pieces of this that I think are important. For those who are just joining, we're talking with Jeff Zinn, Senior Director of Innovation here at Agrinovis, and the Hunger Tech Innovation Challenge, specifically focused on the SNAP program. Now, there are a tremendous number of resources throughout Indiana, across the country, who are focused on hunger. And I think the real differentiated point here that we're taking is, one, completely isolated on SNAP, right? This is $100 billion plus annual level of investment from the federal government. So $100 billion economy, we're isolating SNAP solely. And we're saying this needs to be a company, right? This is not a nonprofit exercise. This is how do we create the conditions for a company to be created to solve this problem where economics exists, right? It's a $100 billion market. We think there's a real opportunity here. And I think that's what has so many people excited, Jeff. I mean, as you and I have talked with so many folks, we have healthcare systems, we have health insurers, even venture capitalists now who are saying, boy, I'm interested. Maybe if you could talk through more about this network of allies and assets that we're building to help these companies go, as you say, from ideas to action.
Yeah. So Mitch, right off the bat, one of the things that's the most important to us is making sure that we are not solving something that's our view of the problem. So first, we've brought on one of the foremost researchers into SNAP problems and food insecurity. From the University of Baylor, Craig Gunderson has come on and he's part of our team pulling together research so we can pull data and hand it to the participants to make sure that we can back up what we're building. That's the number one most important thing for us, is to make sure that we are building something that solves the real problem that's out there. And so that's first and foremost. But then we are so excited that we are partnering with Anthem. They've come on board to help enable us to be able to give the winner of this challenge $25,000 at the end of the program so they can drive this into a business. Mitch, you and I have talked about this. I'm so excited. I'm used to running programming where like the support is just kind of in kind. This is so exciting because we're going to be able to jumpstart this company, and really give them a leg up to building the tech or getting on market where they can drive forward. And then on top of all of that, we've got our support of our healthcare systems here in the state of Indiana. So Community Health has helped us do surveying. They've been instrumental in being able to hear from our neighbors that are using the SNAP program. And we've also got Parkview up in Fort Wayne that have come on board that are helping us on the surveying and talking through this problem and supporting the innovators. And both of those community health systems are supporting us not only from the reaching out to our neighbors in our communities, but they're also helping us with expertise, financial support. All of that stuff comes together to help make this program something that's going to help drive this innovation forward. And we're just so fortunate and also so excited to have partners like that coming on board.
It really is a who's who of the hunger system, really focused on solutions. Anthem, Parkview, Community Health, many others who soon will be announced who have said, yes, I want to be a part of this. Now, Jeff, there are some timeline pieces here that I think are critical before we wrap up. This is probably the last question we have. But start with sort of the outline here. The Farm Bill is, we mentioned the Farm Bill earlier, the first online authorization came in the Farm Bill in 2014. The next Farm Bill is in 2023, next year.
Yes.
So the Farm Bill is where SNAP is funded. In fact, 75 to 80% of the Farm Bill totality is focused on food programs. So really important to the overall Farm Bill. Our objective is to build this innovation, that research talked about from Craig at Baylor, having that research from Craig, having this innovation challenge, running a pilot with the Indiana Family Social Services Administration here this fall to be able to compile research and insights to take to Congress in Q4 to really inform some of the innovation that really needs to be in the Farm Bill in 2023, all part of the plan. How can folks get involved? If you're a student, you're an entrepreneur, you're a company, you're somebody, you want to participate in the challenge or learn more, how can they do that, Jeff? And then my hope is there's somebody driving right now and they're like, oh my gosh, my company, my friend, my colleague needs to be involved with it. Where can we point them? How can they get more information on how to get involved in Hunger Tech?
Yeah, Mitch, that's great. Over the next month, I'll be out in the community talking about this, connecting with folks. I've got open office hours that you'll be able to access. But if you already know that you're in for this, visit our website, agronovusindiana.com/hungertech. That's where all this information is going to live. That's where this podcast will live after the fact, if you want to share it with anybody. But also it's where you're going to be able to sign up for the program. You're going to be able to if you want to have a conversation with me, reach out and get on my calendar. This is where you can get all of that information and drive forward. And just one quick reiteration of Mitch's point, don't self-select out. If you have passion around this, if you want to help our food insecure neighbors, I don't care if you have no technical background, but you're passionate, or if you are technical and you don't have a CEO background, come talk to me. Let's drive it forward on this and make this something that changes the shape of our country going forward. I believe we can do it. Mitch believes we can do it. And that's where you should go to sign up for it.
So good. agronovusindiana.com/hungertech, agronovusindiana.com/hungertech. He is Jeff Zients, Senior Director of Innovation at Agronovus Indiana, leading our Hunger Tech initiative. Jeff, so good to have you with us today.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you. And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience, this special episode. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while you're there, you can also access our entire library of archived episodes. And as always, you can learn more online at agrinovisindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis Indiana team, I'm Mitch Frazier, thanking you for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.